walk to shul for the chadaydi, so sure that all will be fine. Though aware of our fragility, we'll say a bracha on the Shabbos wine. We'll sit around on that Friday night, the songs of Shabbos we'll sing, with an eye on the time near the candle's light. We wonder what surprise it will bring. And when the clock strikes 12 and the lights go out, will we sit silently in our seats? Will fear set in? Will violence win? With darkness in the streets, we'll still have the light of the Shabbos candles. We'll still have the light of the Shabbos candle. They call it Y2K, the experts say. We'll all be confined to a room. Will the world stand still? They said it will bring sadness, heartache, and doom. But we'll still have the light of the Shabbos candles. We still have the light of the Shabbos candles. So no matter what misfortune arrives, the message for us is clear. We have one constant in our lives, no reason for worry or fear. The Torah's light is here to stay, has kept us safe for so long. Perhaps this Shabbos came out on this day to teach us our faith must be strong. So when the clock strikes 12 and the lights go out, they'll sit silently in their seats. Will fear set in? Will violence win? With darkness in the streets, we still have the light of the Shabbos candles. Still have the light of the Shabbos candles.